With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and his family evacuated overnight from their residence after someone set fire to the structure. No one was injured. Police say the blaze caused a significant amount of damage. A judge has relaxed a ban preventing Elon Musk's efficiency office from accessing Treasury Department information. More in the story from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, who's traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
The judge who had issued the ban will allow one DOGE worker to access sensitive payment and data systems under certain conditions. The worker must complete training that Treasury employees typically go through before being given such access and submit a financial disclosure report. The ruling came in a lawsuit over privacy issues and concerns about protecting such sensitive information as Social Security and bank account numbers. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president, in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Also at SRNnews.com, Iran and the United States have agreed to meet again next Saturday in Oman for the second round of talks in President Trump's growing concern about Tehran's nuclear program.
His ultimate goal and the ultimate objective is to ensure that Iran can never obtain a nuclear weapon. The president believes in diplomacy, direct talks, talking directly in the same room in order to achieve that goal. But he's made it very clear to the Iranians, and his national security team will as well, that all options are on the table.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt. Now, envoys from both Washington and Tehran met yesterday for 2 hours with talks the administration described as promising. At least 32 people, most of them civilians, killed in a Russian missile strike overnight in the Ukrainian city of Sumy. Two ballistic missiles struck the heart of that city. This is SRN News. Americans ponder the right to deny service.
Should a Christian baker, for instance, be forced to make a cake for a gay wedding? A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 83% of Democrats and 56% of independent voters say yes, the baker must make that cake. 65% of Republicans say no. Majorities of most major religious groups also say yes, the baker must make the cake. Most white evangelical Protestants, though, say no. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China now moving to bar missionaries, all of them. International Christian Concern says new laws going into effect May 1st will make it a crime for any foreigner to share their faith inside China or establish any kind of religious organization. The Communist Party says its ban on missionaries throughout the country is necessary for preserving state security. This is SRN News. Okay, now let's be honest. They are not really beautiful creatures at all, but efforts nevertheless are underway to help them in South Africa.
Vultures have an image problem. Seen as ugly and associated with death, they are among the least loved animals in the world. But conservationists in Africa are trying to change that. They've launched an effort to save endangered vultures by trying to put a dollar figure on their value. General Manager for the Volpro Vulture Rehabilitation Center, Alistair Sinclair.
From a medical, from a veterinary, and from a financial point of view, they are extremely important in the environment.
A recent report by the BirdLife International Conservation Organization estimates that vultures are worth $1.8 billion a year to certain ecosystems in southern Africa. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.